way I understand, we got some freezing rain coming in. Amen. BJ, I got a question for you, son. Well, sometime you cold, sister, and sometime you hot. Hang in there, girl. It's coming. BJ, I got a question for you, son. What about them saints? I do too, BJ, just simply because they have been the look down. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you this. People used to criticize and run Northwood football and basketball team down. And I told a man one time, if you people would have a little bit of confidence in the team, they might try to push and try a little bit harder. And that's the way with the saints. And I'm not trying to pull sports into this service or nothing like that. But long as the saints was winning, everybody was for them. And I picked that BJ back out. That's the reason I said that. He's been a Cowboy fan ever since there's been a Cowboy team, or since he's been living. And no matter whether they won or whether they lost, he still backed the Cowboys. And that's the way people should be about the saint. That's the way churches should be about the man of God and each other. Come on now. Just because I don't preach a good message or meet up to your standard is no sign for you to look down on me. Amen. Just because you get discouraged and down and out is no sign that we should turn our back on you. Huh? Amen. We always want to look at the underdog because they ain't up here. Amen. But let me tell you one thing. They're still the same person when they're down here or up there. Am I making any sense? Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Brother Edwards always taught me this. He said, you can take anything natural and you can turn around and use it spiritually.
Amen.
And I just did it, didn't I? And I'm going to tell you, if you had said that in the church that I was brought up under, some of them looked at you, huh? Oh, this ain't no place for sports. Let's go into our lesson real quick. Well, I feel that air now, Sister Ann. Don't get us too cold, though. Amen. Sister Ann, there was a lady over in Texas. She was plump. But, she told my wife one day, she said, I got so hot one day. I was cleaning out the deep freeze, and I crawled in that rascal and turned it on. That lady was hot, wasn't she? I believe her name was Kathy. Can we go into our lesson real quick if we could, amen? I won't hold you long or nothing like that. Brother Cole will be back tonight. Amen. And you might say, I didn't think we could afford revival. He sold $75 worth of boudin last Sunday night. What? Beignet. Don't tell me I ain't French. Is that French? Amen. Hallelujah. You know what? Just because I walk into a Mexican restaurant does not make me Mexican. Just because I walk into a pizza parlor don't make me what, Italian? And just because I sit in a Pentecostal church don't make me saved. But a repented life and the Holy Ghost can make us saved. Huh? I don't care what you ever done. I don't care how low you ever been. Amen. You can have same thing I got today. That's what's good about God. Amen. That's what's good about God today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our lesson today is Jesus Christ, our, substitute. Amen. Come on. Amen. He didn't die just for the Jews. I said he didn't die just for the Jews, but he died for the world. Amen. A lot of people might say, amen, and the Jews try to say, amen, that nobody else could be saved. Nobody else was fit, amen, to even be able to look unto God. But God did not die just for the Jews. Amen. But the Word said he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. The Word says what in the book of Isaiah? He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Amen. Come on now. Amen. A lot of people want to look at, oh, it's you. It's our. Amen. Come on. God brought our salvation. But God paid the ultimate price for our redemption. Hallelujah. God was beaten for our healing. Amen. 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 There's only one person today, friend, amen, cannot say our, and that's the devil today. Amen. But you and I tonight, no matter how low we ever been, no matter how far out in the world we have ever went, amen, God, Jesus Christ is our substitute for our sins up on the cross of Calvary today, amen. Something come to me the other day, and I just want to just drop it to you right now. There is one word that God does not care about ever hearing in a prayer. And this word, a lot of times we pray, God, I failed you yesterday, but we come up and try to make a reason why we failed God. But justify. We try to justify why we done it and the reason we done it by saying, but God. We lay it out to God. Huh? God, I'm discouraged and I'm down and out. But if that baby I live with would be doing a little bit better. Huh? God, I know I got mad, but those kids got on my nerves. I know she's laughing because I said, but that man, I live. Let's go around a little bit further. That man said, Lord, I know I got mad at her, but that woman I live with. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It goes both ways. But what I'm trying to tell you, Jesus Christ, our substitute. God gave man a will. God gave man a will. You know what came to my mind today? Amen. God placed that forbidden fruit in the midst of the garden, didn't he? Amen. Why didn't he push it over on the side, over there, out of the way and everything? Come on. You can't be tempted if it's never around. You know what a psychiatrist told Aunt Annie one time? An alcoholic needs to keep alcohol around. That's trying to kick the habit. I have seen people that trying to quit smoking will lay cigarettes right on the refrigerator and say, don't move them. And a psychiatrist told her, amen, She was having a problem with drinking everything. And she said, I'm going to get rid of all the alcohol. He said, uh-uh. Always leave it there. Because you will never overcome it if you have it overdone. Amen. But God took the forbidden tree and put it in the midst of the garden. If God would put it over there, amen, they would have not. Hallelujah. God has given us a will about us. We can either live for God or we don't have to live for God. God ain't going to force me to live for God. God ain't going to force me to pray. But sometimes he's going to make it so hard, I wish I would have prayed. I believe prayer, friend, will make a lot of situation a lot bearable if we would only pray. Amen? Hallelujah. How long should I pray, Brother Freeman? I don't know your problems today. Amen. Some people, friend, can get by with praying an hour a day. Some people it's going to take 4 hours a day. Come on now. Amen. The Word said Jesus told the disciple, pray unless you enter into temptation. Amen. Hallelujah. But we all has got a will in us. God placed that tree in the midst of the garden, amen, because he knew Adam and Eve had a will about them. They could leave it alone, or they could partake of it. But first of all, I want you to realize this. Sin killeth, but the Spirit of the Lord maketh alive. One scripture I believe in Romans said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beginning, friend, the one scripture said that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. I'm going to drop this in, and Lord, y'all don't know where I'm standing today. I got so much to say, but I don't know how to say a lot of things I need to say. God knows what he's doing. A lot of time God lets something come up on us to try to wake us up before it's too late. But just because, friend, when we get shaken and stirred and moved, we then look to God. No offense. Please don't nobody get this. Don't nobody take me. What offensive today. Amen. But then when things begin to smooth back out, then we want to kind of drift away. I preached a message one time. When the wound of an awakening begins to heal. And when it begins to heal, then we kind of want to go back to our old ways. Scripture said Jesus told the woman one time at the well. He said, go thy way. And sin no more. A worse thing than these shall come up on you. What could be worse, friend, than dying with cancer? What could be worse, amen, than losing your home, amen? What could be worse, friend, than losing a loved one? Amen. I have always said, amen, dying lost without God. Can I back up a little bit and look at this? But what about trying to touch God and not be able to touch God? What about trying to get a hold of God and can't feel God? Because let me say this right here. No matter how much a wound of awakening begin to heal, there's always another wound down there. There's one thing I do not like to do in a carpenter work, and that's to nail tin on. Now they screw tin on. But the old time corrugated and the V-grain, they call it V-grain or what? Tin, You nailed it on, Brother Mitch. And I don't care who you was or how good you was, you always hit your finger. And that people always say, the direction on the keg is to hit the nail on the head. I did. It's the wrong nail. But here's what I'm getting at. Anybody that nail 10 on, Sister Elsie, is eventually going to hit his hand. Austin Ray, that building, me, you worked half a day on moving. I was nailing that 10 on top of that thing. It's a, what, 10 by 18. While nailing that 10 on, I hit that, no, that thing. You know what I done then, boo? Got off the building. No. She wasn't going to get up there and finish it. I got me a pair of pliers in. You know why? Because that thing there was bloody. But I'm saying all that to say that if I would have quit, the minute I hit it, I would have never hit it again. But I kept on a going because I had to get it done. Amen. And just because something began to heal, it's no sign to, amen, it ain't going to happen again. Praise the Lord. But God, in one scripture, says he was slain before the foundation of the world. I feel that God knew that Adam and Eve was going to sin in the Garden of Eden. Amen. And so he himself pictured how he would want to look and how he would want to be when he came to this earth and died for the sins of the world. Amen. That is why I feel the Word says, and God created man in the image of Almighty God. Created he male and female. Amen. And so when he made Adam, brother buddy, he knew just how he was going to look and how he wanted to look when he had to come, amen, years later and die upon the cross of Calvary. Amen. You don't hide nothing from God. There's nothing new to God or nothing like that. God knows everything today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He has always had a way to be saved. Amen. But let me tell you one thing. It always took a perfect sacrifice. Amen. A lot of people say, Brother Freeman, why can't I feel God, friend? Amen. It's not that you can't feel God. It's that the sin that we commit, amen, is greater than the love for God that we have for God. Amen. Let me show you this right here. When I met Connie, I met her December 24, 1974. First time I ever knew her, of her. We went to the Christmas lights. Her, Ronnie Biles, which was my best friend, Christmas lights. Amen. 3 months later, me and Connie was married. Ronnie and Mary Lou got married. That date done something. Ronnie, we tried and tried to get Ronnie and Mary Lou come to the church and everything, but they never did come. Mary Lou loved Connie singing and everything, but they never did come. Ronnie and Mary Lou is before us today. Their son is on, as Fred Sampson would say, a bad end of the deal on drugs and everything. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. When I met Connie, I did not meet her and then 3 months later proposed to get married. But every chance that I got, I went to see her. Every chance that I got, I called her. I was working in Grand Isle, Louisiana. Amen. And not a two before I came home for called her up in Duoville. We talked a few minutes, and she didn't sound right. You know what I done, Sister Elsa? I went right back and got more change, and I called her back. I said, "What's the matter?" Huh? I should have knew, Alicia. Amen. She's living at Brother Edwards. Huh? Brother Edwards had the tendency to rub on you at time. Amen. No, it was always Brother Edwards' ways or else. Amen. I'm not talking against him, buddy, or nothing like that. Amen. His way was just gun barrel straight. Hallelujah. But what I'm trying to tell you in a roundabout way, friend, if you really want to show God you love Him, if you really want to show God you care for Him, don't court Him one night. He's a jealous God, Brother Bennett said. He's a caring God. Amen. Come on. Amen. You can't show God you care for Him. Amen. Or you love Him. Amen. If you court Him one night and forsake Him for 6 months. Come on now. Amen. Jesus Christ is our substitute. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me go on into that lesson, if I may, real quick. Hallelujah. I'm running out of time. Amen. But what I'm trying to tell you today, amen, if you want God, you need to get serious with God and show God how much you want God and how bad you want God. Amen. And I can guarantee you one thing, friend. Amen. A broken heart and a contrite spirit with no light with God. Turn away. Amen. Amen. But man has always tried to substitute things throughout the Word of God. Amen. Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they took fig leaves and they covered their bodies. Amen. And the Bible teaches us when God came along, He said, "This ain't going to work." Amen. God knew that it was going to take a blood sacrifice to cover any kind of sin of humanity today. Amen. And let me tell you one thing, friend. Hallelujah. You can look to this and you can look for that. It's going to take a blood sacrifice to cover my sins or your sin. You can go to the priest. You can go to the, amen. You can go to the preacher. You can go, come on now. You can shake the preacher's hand and everything like that. But it ain't going to cover your sin. Only the blood of Jesus Christ up on the cross of Calvary is going to cover my sin. Amen. Come on now. He said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Amen. I believe the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all. Lord, hallelujah. You know what God done for you when Adam and Eve sinned? Amen. He said, "This ain't what it's going to take." Amen. Fig leaves is not acceptable before me. Amen. It will never cover the sin of humanity today. It's going to take a blood sacrifice. So God killed two animals and made a covering to cover the nakedness of Adam and Eve or their sinfulness or shamefulness. Amen. Hallelujah. It took blood. Ham, Shem, and Japheth and their wives. Amen. Noah must have been the most righteous person of his days there. But when he came out of the ark, what was the first thing he done? The scripture said he offered sacrifice unto God. He killed an animal. I said he killed an animal. He shed blood. Amen. And he offered a sacrifice unto Almighty God. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. Just not any sacrifice. Not any. Come on. Scripture said that Adam and Eve were thrown out of the Garden of Eden by God. My wife always said, "That's right there. Show that God had a heart. How do you get that?" And she said, "If I would say, God, oh, but Adam and Eve." Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But then the Word says, Trent, that Adam knew Eve, his wife. They had a relationship with each other. They had a relationship with each other. And when they had that relationship, the Word says, and Eve conceived and bare a son in the image or the likeness of Adam. What was the image of Adam? What was the likeness of Adam? Sin. Huh? Therefore, friend, it could not come from humanity to be the perfect sacrifice. Because the Word says we were all born into sin and shapen unto iniquity. Come on. Man could not produce the perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Scriptures teaches us, amen. Our lesson brought out today, angels are animals. Amen. Could die for their own, but they could not die for humanity and have their sin remitted. Hallelujah. But the Word teaches us, friend, that God had to have a perfect, sinless sacrifice. Amen. Without any kind of sin in his life. Therefore, God himself or the Holy Ghost found a virgin by the name of Mary. Come on now. And overshadowed her. And the Word of God said, when the Holy Ghost overshadowed her, amen, it went into her womb. She conceived, hallelujah. And that what was born in her, Brother Wayne, was of the Holy Ghost, amen. Come on now. A lot of people say, but Brother Freeman, amen, it was born of a woman. That's why he was a son of man. But yet he was a son of God, because of God or the Holy Ghost was his father. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word says God himself is the only perfect thing. Come on now. There's not no righteous in her. There's no perfect in her. But only God himself is perfect. And when God overshadowed Virgin Mary and made her conceive, she bore Jesus Christ. Come on, sure, friend. Amen. He had human in him. That's what died. But the God part did not die. The God part is what rose the third day. The God part is what overcame death, hell, and the grave. And what's going to do it? Us, amen, in the rapture of the church is the Holy Ghost that is in us. As man, he hungered. But as God, he fed 5,000. Ooh. As man, he grew tired and weary. But as God, he said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. As man, he stood at the tomb of Lazarus and wept because he cared for him. Amen. But as God, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth. Hallelujah. He was man, but yet he was God. He had a dual nature about him. Hallelujah. He was man, amen, but yet he was God. The God, whoa, God did not have flesh and blood. And for when the Holy Ghost overshadowed Virgin Mary, amen, the Spirit took on flesh and took on blood that was without sin and was spotless, and it was a perfect sacrifice that was to be shed for the sins of humanity upon the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Brother Freeman, I'm not worthy. One thing, friend, is when you point fingers, none of us worthy. Amen, amen. Tell me in this building who is worthy. Tell me who's in this world is worthy.
Amen. Even our government and our political office is so corrupt today, it's unreal. Amen, amen, hallelujah. They tell you what they will do and going to do and just lie all the time. Hallelujah. But let me tell you right now, you might say, Brother Freeman, I've been a drug addict. Amen. I've been on skid rows. I've been a drunkard and everything like that. But let me tell you one thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leanna, God, amen, was our substitute up on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Amen. Sister Gay, Jesus Christ was our substitute up on Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah. The Word of God said the Jews, amen, amen, as Pilate began to bring her out, amen, said, I found no fault in this man there. I must release him. They said, don't release him. Crucify him. Amen. He said, and Pilate looked at him and said, who would you want me to release? Do you want me to release Barabbas or Jesus Christ? They said, give us Barabbas, but crucify Jesus Christ. What are you saying, brother friend? Jesus Christ, amen, was a substitute for even a no good murderer and a killer, a man friend that was on the death row to be executed, amen. He was his substitute also. And no matter how low, and no matter how discouraged, and no matter how down and filthy you might be, he's your substitute right now in the day and the hour that we're living in. Let me tell you, how many has problem, friend, living for God? Would you raise your hand? You need to learn how to talk. A lot of time we talk when we need to keep our mouth shut and keep our mouth shut when we need to talk. You know what Jesus done one time? Peter was coming behind him and Jesus was telling him, said, well, I must be crucified. I'm going to be beaten and everything like that. Come on. Amen. Oh, Peter's behind him. Should got Angel do that part here, huh? No offense, Sister Angel. That woman can talk more than anybody I ever seen in my life. Oh, my God. You mean there's another one? Ooh, hallelujah. Where are you at? I understand now. He works for the Parish Highway Barn. Oh, I must be crucified. I'm going to suffer it. I'm going to die. I'm going to be put in the grave for 3 days. Peter looked at Jesus and said, not so. I will lay down my life for you. Jesus turned around and said, I rebuke you, Satan. Get behind me. You, friend, that has a hard time living for God, need to learn how to talk to the devil and command him to get behind you. Come on now. Come here, Boog. Come here, Boog. I'm not going to use you. No, I got them in there, my cool son. Hallelujah. We a lot of time come into the house of God and say, the devil's on my back. The devil's on my back. Let me tell you one thing, friend. Jesus Christ tells me, hallelujah, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now. The Bible says, I write unto you, little children, that you sin not. If you sin, we got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Amen. The Word says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. A lot of time we come into the house of God and say, the devil's on my back. The devil. Amen. If the devil's on your back, he's going to go anywhere where you go. Huh? He's going to go anywhere you go. Why don't you go down to the altar? Get down, Doc. Hallelujah. Will he get down at that altar? He's going to get you off. He's going to get him off of your back. Hallelujah. Come on. Am I telling the truth? Come on. Jesus Christ, our substitute. He came, brother Benny. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. If he's on your back, come on. He don't like the altar. He don't like a tree. If we go to the altar, take him to the altar. He cannot dwell where the Spirit of God is. Oh, but Brother Freeman, I get so tired of all time repenting and getting down on my knee. But when you're on your knees, you tall that tree in the sight of God. Get on your knees, Book. Walk. I never seen nobody stumble while down on their knees. You won't do it on your knees. You won't do it on your knees. Men won't never stumble while down on their knees. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? I don't care what you are. I don't care what you have been. Come on. God ain't worried about the past. God worried about the future. Whoa! He looked at who? Nathaniel? Amen. Nathan or whoever. He said, I saw you when you was underneath that tree you was at. A fig tree. Amen. I saw you when you was on that fig tree there. But I'm going to tell you one thing, friend. God took care of him. He told Peter, said, Peter, Satan had desire to sift you in wheat. He said, but I have already prayed for you. I don't care what you've been. I don't care where you've been. Amen. Jesus Christ is our substitute. I've been in jail. Me too. I've been in jail in New Orleans. They put me in a paddy wagon. I thought that's only something existed on a TV. Sister Misty, they had 17 of us in that paddy wagon. Had us leaned up against that paddy wagon. Not examining us. Searching. He said, get your ID out. I turned around, look, he said, you turn your head back around. I'm fixing to lay it open with this here Billy Club. I looked at the boy standing next to me, Lawrence Craig. I said, Lawrence, don't turn around. He's going to part our eyeballs when we do. Honey, let me tell you, I've been where just where you've been. Amen. And no matter where you've been, friend, Jesus Christ able to reach down and get you if you're willing. Our brother Malone, if we are willing, Jesus Christ will reach down there. Come on now. Amen, amen. You know what Jesus Christ done in the grave, friend? The Word said He went down and preached to the spirits that was in prison. He had a revival in hell. I said He had a revival in hell. All those people that was brought up under the laws, amen. All those people that had their sin pushed ahead year by year by those sacrifices, amen. That was to no avail, amen. Amen. Until Jesus Christ came, He went and He had a revival with them, amen. I said He had a revival with them in hell, amen. And the Word teaches us it. Come on now. History teaches it. Jesus went to the gate. Come on. To the mouth of hell and took the keys of death and hell away from you, Satan. even have the keys to his own house. He don't even have the keys to his own house. Then when he came out of that grave, this me, I believe this. You don't have to believe it. I don't believe they rolled the stone back to let him out. But I believe when they rolled it back, he was done gone. You know why I believe they rolled the stone back? To show you and I, whom seek ye, Jesus of Nazareth. Why you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He was about the Father business. Amen. Here's something I love right here. Hallelujah. Scripture said when they went into the tomb where Jesus laid, there was an angel at the foot where Jesus once laid, and an angel at the head where he once laid. Whoo! What does that represent, Brother Freeman? I believe, friend, it represents those angels back in the Old Testament that stood up over the Ark of the Covenant. One was at the head, one end, and the other's at the other end. Their wingtips almost touch, and their eyes look down upon the mercy seat. I believe those angels, friend, that stood in the tomb was the angel, amen, that represented upon the Ark of the Covenant. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said just before he gave up the ghost, it is finished. Hallelujah. Those angels left the representation of the Spirit of God and became, amen, amen, God himself. Hallelujah. And they said, why seek ye a living among the dead? He's not here, but he is risen. Making any sense? Caleb, there was something else in that tomb that day. There was a napkin folded neatly, laying where the head of Jesus Christ once laid. Whew. Amen. Before it laid on the forehead of Jesus Christ. But it then, right, Brother Rain, laying where the head of Jesus Christ once laid. Amen. What does that represent, Brother Freeman? I believe it represented that Jesus took the sweat out of dying. Therefore, he said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Woo! Ha, ha, ha. Scripture said, those blessed are those that die in the Lord. Ha, ha, ha. It's not a time to weep. It's a time to rejoice. It's not a time to be discouraged. Come on now. What do you say, friend? If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you need to get the Holy Ghost. Because you don't know, friend, when you're going to die. But let me tell you one thing. When you die full of the Holy Ghost, God has already took the sweat out of dying. And you can stand up and say, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is our victory? I'm closing. Ray, bring the children if you don't mind, man. Scripture said women told the disciple Jesus was risen. Here they begin to go. They begin to run to the tomb. Peter began to run. And then the other disciples began to run. Peter lost that race. Peter lost that. The big boy outran him. But when he got at the tomb, the big boy stopped on the outside. But here come a little barefooted preacher, fisherman. He didn't stop. He stepped on in. He got the revelation of the angel. What are you saying, Brother Freeman? Some stopping short in going in and finding out the revelation of Jesus Christ. The devil might be trying to tell you, Otis Ray, you've done gone too far. You can't go there. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Amen. The loser can become the winner in this race. It's not to the swift. It's not to the quick. Come on now. It's not to the fast. But it's to he that endureth unto the end. The same of the men shall be saved. How many remember what Brother Wayne told about them scrap goats last week? It's in the lesson day. It's in our lesson day about the two scrap goats. The priest took the one that was perfect. He would slay the blood. He would sprinkle it all over the altar. He would sprinkle it all over for the sins of the people. Then he would take the, and then he would take the other and let them go out into the wilderness. Huh? To never to be seen again. Huh? To never to be seen again. When God baptized.